Check it, check it, check it. You guys remember those old songs back in the day? Oh, even that statement makes me sound old. But they would go, check, check, check it. And then they would start maybe rapping about something, singing about something. All right, today's episode, New Year's Resolution. I'm recording this January 12th, 1-2-2024. And it's common, right? It's common for us, if you're listening to this in the U.S., it's common here in the U.S. to celebrate New Year, New Year, New You. I had this buddy of mine, and he goes, well, your skin cells pretty much replenish every day, so it's a new you every single day. I thought that was funny. Now, I wanted to bring this conversation up in the podcast because I find that we celebrate New Year's in ample ways. You know, some of us see it as any other day. Others are excited, you know, ready to maybe put on 10 pounds of muscle or drop a belt size, reach big goals, run their first marathon or 5K, be a better dad, be a better spouse, be a stronger friend. Maybe mindfulness is a goal that you have for this year. Whatever it may be, it's okay because it has to do with you and you do you. So I thought to myself, you know, let's open up a conversation about a New Year's resolution and how to approach it in a way where it could be impactful and not just this fad, right? And often what takes place is that so many of us, maybe even you listening, New Year's comes around and you get excited. You get hungry. You're like Rocky Balboa, right? You got to stay hungry. And you're hungry. And you're hungry for change. And you're hungry for growth. And you tell yourself, I'm not going to drink all year long. Or I'm going to exercise twice a day. I'm going to write in my journal. I'm going to read 10 books a month, right? And they're great goals. They're awesome goals. They're wonderful. Somehow though, they become a fad, right? They become something that you don't stick to. Like many of these diets that we hear about, you jump on it, you get on the bandwagon, you're excited, the wheels are turning, but at some point the wheels stop and you stop. And then you look down and you're right back where you started. Oh, shit, right? S-H-I-T. Oh my goodness. I thought I was going somewhere. So then you pull the curtain back and you say, okay, let's do this a little bit differently this year, 2024. Well, here's what I want to encourage you to do. Before you look ahead, look back, reflect, self-awareness, mindfulness. Think about last year. What goals did you achieve? Which ones did you almost achieve? Just about, you got really close. Celebrate that before focusing on what is next. Before getting on the bandwagon of the rat race of go, 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 slow down. Slow down, my friends. Take a deep breath. Inhale, exhale. Slow down, my friend. What did you accomplish last year? Who did you help? Who did you help? Who helped you? In what ways did you fall? In what ways did you fail? How did you get up? How did you honor yourself? Which boundaries did you stick to? Which ones you got to continue to sharpen? What new relationships did you build and which ones did you sustain? How have you recovered? How have you grown? Reflect, my friends, reflect on 2023 before you eagerly jump and begin writing in those hundreds of journals in front of you a list of all of the goals you have for 2024. And this is not to say that writing a list, creating a list, identifying goals and ventures and ideas that you want to do is not a good thing. It is. It's a wonderful thing. Right? It's important for you to move forward. Remember, I once met this young individual and they felt stuck in life and they didn't know where they wanted to go. They didn't know what they wanted to do or who they wanted to become. And I said, that's okay. And they looked at me like I spoke a different language when I said, that's okay. And I told them that. I said, you're looking at me as if I'm speaking a different language. Have you received something different? I asked. So this individual told me, yes, in fact, they have received something different. Their parents and their friends and their entire system and microsystem continues to push them to know You have to know where you're going to go. You have to know what you're going to study. You have to know what job you're going to pursue. And I said, well, I'll tell you something different. Hey, I think all those things are great. I think it's great when you do know. I think it's great when you have an idea. I think it's great when you're hungry and you say, you know what, at 7 years old, I want to be a doctor at 30. That's great if you know that. But if not, that's okay too. If not, that's okay too. That does not make you a lesser individual. And knowing doesn't make you more capable. It only makes you you, and you are beautiful, wonderful, incredible, full of life. You are you. And that's something you must honor. So I shared with this individual. I said, it's okay if you don't know what you want to do or who you want to be. The importance is on left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot. And they looked at me again like I spoke a different language. And I told them, I said, left foot, right foot. I said, that's something that I tell myself when I go on long hikes. And I'm about maybe 5+ miles in. The body starts to kind of say, hey, when are you going to slow down? I tell myself, left foot and right foot. Keep going, keep going. And what I shared with this individual is, you know, I said, when I'm hiking and I'm going left foot, right foot, I'm going. And 5 miles becomes 10 and 10 miles becomes 15. And go. And you're going and you're tired and you're sweating. And you're telling yourself, left foot, right foot. Look around you. And I shared with them. I said, I look around. And I see something different. Because a mile ago I was over there, and now 2 miles in I'm over here. The terrain has changed. Things are different. And I shared with them, I said, it's okay if you don't know what you want to do, if you don't know who you want to be. The importance is on left foot, right foot. Keep going. Keep moving forward, my friend. And as you move forward, you will encounter, right? You'll encounter people, places, situations, and from that something will be born. Maybe an idea, maybe an interest, a desire, a passion, a hunger. And then just like that, and maybe a mile in, maybe a 5 miles in, something will click and you'll know. So going back to a New Year's resolution, right? How does this connect? Well, we talked about the importance of going back and focusing on what you have accomplished and what you did do or almost did. And before you write in this giant list of all the things that you want to do, know that it's okay if you don't know. Start big. You know, I don't know if I want to lose 10 pounds. I don't know if I want to put 20 pounds of muscle. That's okay. Start big. I want to live a healthy life. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means I got to get some sunlight because vitamin D apparently is good for me. Well, there you go. There's a goal. Some vitamin D for 2024. Become best friends with the sun. I want to encourage you as you look into the new year to also think about community. The big C. Community is the people that hold you down, but they're also the people that call you out on your bullshit. That say, hey, you can do better. I've seen you do better. Community is the people that love you for you. Community is the people that when your phone rings or it vibrates, you look and you're excited to answer. You're excited to respond, to pick up. Say, hello, I'm glad you called. I'm glad you text. 2024, I want you to think about your community. Where is it? And if you don't see it, if you don't have one, that's okay. That's okay. Build one. Create one. Look around you. When I was becoming a clinician, I had this individual tell me, and they go, you know what? I said, what? It's important for you to remember, and they're talking to me, they're saying it's important for you to remember that wherever you're at, whatever you're doing and what you're feeling, someone else has experienced and is probably experiencing too. So you're not alone. And boy, was that a good drink to drink, knowing that I wasn't alone. So if you're listening to this, you're like, I don't have a community. I don't have a support system. Know that you're not alone. There's so many individuals out there that they are hungry for that too. And wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be grand if you connected with them? And then now, instead of one, you're two. Which reminds me of, this is this random thought my brain came up with, The Hangover, when he goes, first I was one wolf, And now we're two. And now, you know, there's more wolves in our wolf pack. Well, create your wolf pack. So my friends, as you walk away from today's episode, because I know you got things to do and I got things to do, I want to encourage you to look back when you reflect on the future. I want to encourage you to think about today. Think about tomorrow. Look forward into your life. And when you look forward, consider building a community. And if you're looking forward and you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're supposed to be doing in life. Left foot, right foot. Left foot, right foot.